From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutzen, and these are your headlines for Friday, June 13th. Paradise is continuing to recover from the Camp Fire. The town recently shared an update on its progress, undergrounding utilities and water pipes. Crews have buried around 15% of the town's cable and telephone poles over the last 8 months. Paradise is also attempting to pave nearly all public roads by the end of 2026. That project reached 50% completion recently. The Camp Fire was started by a PG&E power line that was downed by wind. More unhoused people in Butte County say they've experienced domestic violence. That's according to the latest homelessness count data. More than a third of people surveyed said they were survivors. That's a 29% increase from 3 years ago and in line with the national average. Anastasia Snyder is the executive director of Catalyst, a nonprofit that provides support to survivors, and is seeing a similar trend.
There's an increase there for sure in our emergency housing program that we've seen over the years.
She says there's a chance growing awareness of domestic violence services influenced the increase. But she also says abusers holding financial control can lead to someone living on the streets.
And that means that somebody has no access to finances. Their name is not on a lease. They are not allowed to work. All of those things play a part into it.
When someone does leave a situation like this, Snyder says they might not have disposable resources to find a new place to stay. Representative Doug LaMalfa was at the White House yesterday. He was there to witness President Donald Trump's signings of three measures that would seriously affect California's climate goal efforts. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
California has an aggressive program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Central to that effort is a mandate that would prohibit the sale of most carbon-fueled vehicles by 2035. The Biden administration granted waivers allowing the ban. The three measures signed by Trump yesterday revoked them. LaMalfa called California's mandates extreme, ridiculous, and an infringement on customers' choice. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has filed suit against the administration, saying Trump's action is unlawful. 10 other states that adopted California's restrictions have joined the suit. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
A new band in Chico called Blood Sugar hit the local music scene this year. They combine 90s grunge and early 2000s emo pop, and they recently released their first single. The song is called Conditions. Lead vocalist Liz Lourdes says it's about the trials and tribulations of love.
When you're in love with someone and you think that you'll love them no matter what and they could do anything and you would forgive them, and but then realizing that actually there's some things that you can't do, and I won't love you anymore if you do those things. Just learning that some love doesn't have to be unconditional.
Their second single will be released this month. Lead guitarist Christian Crandall says they want to build a relationship with their audience.
My big hope is that if you come to a show and you enjoy the music, that you feel like you're a part of a community with us.
Blood Sugar is performing tonight at Naked Lounge. Fewer people are dying from opioid overdoses in Shasta County. Fentanyl-related deaths dropped from 58 in 2023 to 33 last year. That's according to reporting from KRCR, using figures from the Shasta Substance Use Coalition. Officials attribute the roughly 50% decline to the increased availability of Narcan and other drugs that reverse the overdoses. They also cite more and better education and public outreach. The falling numbers reflect a nationwide trend. Opioid deaths have steadily declined over the last 2 years. And South Park Drive is a main artery in Chico's Lower Bidwell Park that drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians share, but it is due for a redesign. After two long debates between residents and Bidwell Park and Playground commissioners last month, the future of the road will finally land in the hands of the City Council for a decision on Tuesday. Public Works will bring several designs to councilors, but the commission wants to move forward with an option that would widen and separate the road for drivers and pedestrians. Parking along the road would also change. The meeting begins on Tuesday at 6 p.m. And those were your headlines for Friday, June 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.